From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. The council made the move Friday. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports that while there is an international organization tasked with establishing whether such weapons have been used, it does not have the authority to say who used them in Syria.
The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, known as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not by whom. In 2013, Syria agreed to declare and have international monitors destroy its chemical weapons stockpile. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the OPCW Director General now have 20 days to give the Security Council recommendations for assembling the team. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 25 others. An Afghan police official says the bomber was wearing a uniform and mixed in with a crowd of students returning from a break. The attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul, close to a residential neighborhood. That blast killed at least 15 people, wounded about 240 others, and damaged a number of homes. Most of the victims were civilians. This is VOA News. A jury in Colorado has sentenced convicted killer James Holmes to life in prison without parole for murdering 12 people and injuring 70 others in a movie theater 3 years ago. Jurors accepted arguments that Holmes's severe mental illness prevented him from knowing the gravity of his actions. They could not reach a unanimous verdict on sentencing him to death. The same jury had convicted the 27-year-old for the attack in which he fired a handgun, shotgun, and a rifle into a movie theater where fans were watching the Batman movie The Dark Knight Rises. Prosecutors said Holmes deserved death because of the cold, calculated way in which he planned and carried out the attack. Defense attorneys pleaded for mercy, saying putting the schizophrenic Holmes to death would amount to vengeance, not justice. The White House says it is disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate has come out against the pending nuclear deal with Iran. Spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday that Senator Chuck Schumer has had a difference of opinion with President Obama going back to 2003. He was referring to Schumer's vote to support the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
That's why I would describe this as an announcement that was not particularly surprising to anybody here at the White House, even if it was disappointing.
In a statement explaining his concerns, Schumer said the inspections regime was inadequate. He also expressed concern the money freed up by the sanctions relief will allow Iran to increase its funding for militant groups across the Middle East. The decision by Schumer, who is expected to take over as Democratic leader in the Senate in 2017, was seen as a serious setback for the Obama administration. On Thursday, one of the top Democrats in the House of Representatives, Elliot Engel, also from New York, announced his opposition to the Iran nuclear deal. The U.S. Department of Defense says a computer hack into the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. The attack occurred around July 25th and caused a shutdown that is still ongoing. The Pentagon says it took the most conservative approach when responding to the intrusion, which was to bring the network down in order to fix it. The Pentagon's, or the U.S. media, that is, said that the hackers who penetrated the Pentagon email network were based in Russia. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation said that we don't know who did it. The attack affected around 4,000 military and civilian personnel. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.